This is Digital Dave, and we're back.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we're getting silly here.
And we've been joined by the NTSB because they heard we crashed.
Again.
Yes. And we are joined by the none less than the chairman of the NTSB.
That's Debbie Hirschman. Did I get that right?
It's a good thing he's good with names because I'm terrible.
I'm terrible at a lot of things, but names I can almost do. And you're the chairman. The head honcho,
the big cheese,
top dog,
numero uno
at the NTSB. What does your job entail?
Well, the NTSB has the responsibility for investigating every civil aviation accident that occurs in the United States. So we investigate about 1,500 accidents every year. But we're also responsible for investigating accidents in all other modes of transportation. So you all might have seen us at the I-35 bridge collapse in Minneapolis, or at a pipeline rupture in San Francisco, California. Or you might have seen us looking at maritime accidents, railroad accidents. And so we actually spread across all modes, and we investigate the accidents. And our job is to find out what happened and how to prevent it from happening again. And so we make recommendations. We don't have any regulatory authority. We can't force anyone to do anything. But over our 40-year history, we've made about 13,000 recommendations, and about 80% of them do get adopted.
It must be interesting to be stuck in traffic with her. It's like, we got to do something about this.
I was going to say, so that means if you're investigating every mode of transportation in the country, you have go teams for every eventuality, be it bus, rail, car, plane,
bicycle.
Structure.
That's true. We actually have investigators that are positioned around the country, and that is primarily for the general aviation accidents because we do see so many of them. And in fact, we have several investigators in Alaska because we see so much action in the Alaska area. But we also have investigators in California, Seattle, Texas, Florida, and most of our team is actually in Washington, D.C. And so those people who respond to major accidents are on go teams, and they have to be ready within a phone call 2 hours showtime at Hangar 6, and we head off anywhere in the country.
Now, I take it you don't usually accompany these teams.
You know, the board members do accompany our investigators when it's a very big accident, when it's a major accident. There's a lot of press interest. There's local community and officials, federal, state, and local officials that might be involved. And so I've been to the scene of about 19 major transportation accidents in all modes. On the aviation side, I was at the runway overrun in Lexington, Kentucky in 2006. 2009, I was up at the mid-air collision between a private aircraft, fixed-wing aircraft, and a helicopter, a sightseeing helicopter. And
New York.
Yeah, so I've been to a number of accidents and unfortunately seen the tragic outcomes when people make mistakes, when equipment fails, and that's exactly why we're in business, to try to prevent those things from happening again.
Well, now, as we all know, there are accidents all over the world. Is the NTSB ever called out of country for accident investigation and assistance?
We are, actually. We have agreements, international agreements, through ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, and through Annex 13, which is one of the agreements that the U.S. is a participant of. We are involved in foreign accidents that involve U.S. manufactured aircraft, U.S. operators, U.S. component parts. And so our teams actually traveled in the last 10 years to about 100 foreign accidents, and we assisted from Washington basically at the desk in about 400 foreign accidents that involved U.S. interest.
Real quick, we're kind of running out of time. We know you're on a tight schedule. You had talked about the EAB study. What's that all about?
It did. At 10 o'clock, I'm actually going to be talking about that in the Honda Pavilion. And we did a study last year. Actually, we kicked it off when I was here at AirVenture last year with a survey. EAA helped us to conduct a survey. And we had over 5,000 respondents from the EAB community. It was very helpful. They talked about what they do, how they do it, and then we took a 10-year look back at all of the data about EAB accidents and tried to see if we could identify trends. And then during 2011, we did in-depth investigations of every fatal EAB accident that occurred.
Okay, I'm a little dense today. What's EAB?
Experimental Amateur Built Aircraft.
Okay.
And so this is actually a big part of the population that comes to Oshkosh. And what we found was very interesting. We found a lot of people think about EAB aircraft and they think about in-flight breakups or structural problems. That is not what we found. We found that there were very few, in fact, events like that. The predominant cause of the accidents over the past 10 years, making up about 50% of the accidents, were loss of control accidents and power plant failures. And what we did find in 2011, that 10% of the accidents occurred on the maiden flight, the first flight of those aircraft. And we found actually that more were on first flight for used aircraft. So it wasn't the builder, but somebody who had purchased, the second or third owner of the aircraft, and they were having accidents on their first flight. So we made some recommendations looking at transition training, at flight test, and I'm going to talk about those at 10 o'clock.
Very good. That sounds like something you need to see.
Definitely sounds like a good place to be. 10 o'clock, where are you going to be again?
In the Honda Pavilion.
Okay.
And besides, how often do you get to talk to the chairman of the NTSB?
Not often.
Never for me.
Yeah, me neither. And I hope to keep it that
way.
She
does every day, though.
Yeah.
That's great. I hope you all keep it that way. And
Exactly.
I never feel bad when people say, I hope I never see you again.
Yeah, you don't take it personal, huh?
That's right.
So you're not going to send a GO team over to investigate our radio show then?
No.
She definitely knows it's not worth the effort.
Okay.
I know that your all's ratings are on their way up, and so you're on the right path.
I like how she said that. We're in the basement. We can only go up,
yep,
right?
Yep, that's it.
No, just kidding. I want to thank you for joining us, and I certainly don't want to keep you.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here at Oshkosh.
First time?
It is my second time. Okay. My first time was last year, and so I'm really excited, in addition to talking to people today about the EAB study, the Experimental Amateur Built Study, I'm going to have the opportunity to actually watch the air show today, and I'm going to see the Airboss and how they handle it. Yeah, that's going to be super exciting. We are investigating the accident that occurred at the Reno Air Races, and we held a hearing in January of this year on air show and air race safety. So I'm going to get a first-hand look behind the scenes today.
Very good. I think it'll be quite enlightening.
You're going to see it's quite an orchestration
of
events.
And if you get here at the right time, you can catch the parachute on the skydivers. You can run out there to catch the flag. I did that the other day. That's kind of fun.
Isn't that, though?
I got hit in the face with it, but that's another problem.
You deserve that, though.
All right. Thank you.
We've
been talking to Debbie Hersman, the chairman of the NTSB, so mind your P's and Q's out there, guys and gals.